Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
declare right now, you're bigger than that. Whatever somebody dealing with, Father God, you're bigger than that. It's all in your hand, Father. Because you're bigger than it. You're bigger than that. Thank you, Lord.
I'm bigger than that.
Thank you.
I'm bigger than that.
You got to know he's bigger than that. Whatever you're dealing with today, however you're dealing with it, he's bigger than that. Give it to him. I dare you to cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind, to give us a word of prayer, and then we'll go get into this lesson. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. I just listened to the words of that song where she was singing and she was saying, you know, he's bigger than any problems that we may have.
Yes.
He's bigger
yes.
than this life or what brings.
Yes.
He's bigger than the universe, the sun and the moon.
You say it.
He's bigger than anything that we've ever seen. He's bigger than HIV. He's bigger
yes.
than cancer. He's bigger than diabetes. He's bigger. And you know, when she said that, she said, because of his stripes, that's what makes him bigger. And it goes on to say, he's bigger. His love is bigger. The love that he has for us is bigger. And then she asked the question, whose report will you believe?
Yes.
Praise God.
That's a message.
And then,
that's a message.
That's a deep message. And went on to say, he will not leave us hanging. So no matter what we face in the day, he's not going to leave us hanging because he's bigger than that situation. He's bigger than that problem. Pastor, that's just a beautiful song. I tell you, it touched my heart. Amen. I just want to say that. Thank you. And the scripture I like to read is coming from Psalms 37, reading from the King James. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be filled. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thanking you for this word today. Thanking you for the song that also gave us a message. Thanking you for our pastor as he's getting ready to teach the lesson. Thanking you, Lord, for the listeners and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We thanking you for those that participate, Father God. Lord, we give you thanks for all things today, Lord. And we're so grateful to know that you're bigger than any situation, any circumstances. You are bigger, you're greater than anything that we go through. Father God, bless us and open up our hearts and our mind to receive that word, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you be with all those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. Be with the bereaved families, Father God. We bring in Pastor Beasley's family to you, and each and every one, the entire family, Father God, is they go through their time of bereavement. Father God, give them peace, Father God. For you said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Be with those that are going through, Father God, because you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. Help them to trust in you. Help us to lean and depend on you. Help us to be in the word and know that the word is everything we have. It could comfort us. It strengthens us. It'll guide us, Father God. And Lord, we just thanking you, Father God, for another opportunity that we can come and study the word together, Father God. Continue to bless our pastor as he teaches this word and help us to receive the word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, what an awesome prayer. Thank you so much, Pastor. And
God bless,
we truly are praying for the bereaved family of mine, brother. But I'm at a mindset that, you know, God is teaching me something every day about this life we're not living in. And that is, brothers and sisters, we have to trust God. I don't have no choice. I just kind of be honest with you guys. I really don't have no choice. When you talk about trusting God, when you talk about delighting yourself in God, that's when you know you trust in the Lord. And you got to trust him with all your heart.
Yeah.
We can no longer depend on what we think and what we feel. Really, just to be honest with you guys, we're going to have to start trusting God with revelation knowledge.
All right. Come on.
Because people want everything to be in black and white, and sometimes it ain't there. The Lord let me go back and listen to that tape on yesterday. Listen, brother and sister, that was not predicated on written law. That was revelation knowledge, what Jesus did.
Amen.
He stooped down and, you know, the woman who caught in the very act of adultery, that was plain as it gets. She was caught.
Yeah.
Now, usually when you catch something, you're fishing for it. So Jesus probably knew they was fishing for it. That's how they got caught.
All right.
But nevertheless, she got caught in the very act. Now, she was married.
All right.
Now, this may not sit too well with some of you guys, but she was married. And she was caught in the very act. That means had no clothes on. That means her and a married man was together. I mean, just a whole 9 yards.
Yeah.
And Jesus did not trust in their righteousness, because they said to Jesus, okay, Jesus, now, because they just knew they had him. Okay, Jesus. Now, you know the law say that you have to stone her to death. But look how Jesus preserved life. He just stooped down and wrote on the ground, "Ye that without sin, let him cast the first stone." Looked up and saw the young lady and said, "What are thou accusers?" She said, "I don't have any." He said, "Well, neither do I." Listen, brothers, that was revelation knowledge. A lot of times Satan uses people and wants you to accuse people of stuff. You're not no accuser. That's Satan's job. He's the one, the accuser. We give life. We bless people. But you know how you get to that place? By trusting in God.
That's
not in flesh. Not in flesh, and not even in what man say. Because, see, man real quick to throw you a curveball. But now you know the word of God says, man, forget that. You better ask God about some stuff.
Yeah.
Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6 in the King James Version read like this. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart. And you can't lean to your own understanding. And that may be somebody out there today. Understand that I read it like this. I read it like this. And cat, you know, let me stone of the death. But he's saying trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James, from the Message Bible, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Amen.
Amen. You hear that?
Amen.
You can't depend on your own knowledge and your own wisdom. You got to trust God. You got to say, okay, well, Lord, I know this says this and that says that, and I know I have the knowledge about this, that, and the third. Throw it in the trash and say, okay, Lord, what should I do?
Mm-hmm.
And watch God give you some revelation knowledge. Mm-hmm. You want to be happy? The Bible says, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whosoever trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. You're a happy person.
Amen.
But you know what? Amen. You handled the matter wisely. How did you do that? Mm-hmm. By trusting in God, by depending on him and his revelation knowledge.
Yeah.
But see, I'm going to tell you this, brother and sister. You can't trust in the Lord without being in the Lord. How I know that? Proverbs 22:19 says, I think it's Proverbs 22:19 says, they that trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. See, your strength has to be in the Lord. You have to depend on God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. From the Message Bible. Listen carefully to my wisdom. Take to heart what I can teach you. Your treasure is sweetness deep within. You'll give it bold expression in your speech to make sure your foundation is trust in God. I'm laying it all out right now just for you. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. See, every word of God is pure.
Yes.
Every word of God is pure, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
He'll shield you from stuff because his word is pure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only for them that put their trust in him.
Yeah.
See, if you don't put your trust in, you won't see that. You figure, okay, well, this. No, when your heart is pure, you put your trust in God's word. And then watch him do revelation knowledge for you.
Yeah.
That's the part that I like. That's the part I like. I'm reminded of Hebrews 2 and 13 that says, and again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, and I the children which God have given me. See, you got to put your trust in him, man. Depend on him to the point that if God don't do it, it won't be done.
All right. Say that. Amen. Yes, Hebrews 2 and 13. Amen. From the Message Bible. Again, he puts himself in the same family circle when he says, even I live by placing my trust in God. And yet again, I'm here with the children God gave me. Amen.
Paul said, but I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. You have to trust God to do some things for you. Maybe you're not there physically.
All right.
So you have to put the trust in God. Lord, I've asked you to do this. Yeah. See, here's the thing. When you trust in God, you got somebody in jail. God can send the Spirit to comfort them. Send somebody and give them a word. And you're not worried. And that's another reason you want to trust God. Because you don't want to worry, brothers and sisters. But our trust must be completely in God. I know we touched on a little bit, but we'll go back there today. In 2 Corinthians 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the computer's going to do right. 2 Corinthians 3. In verse 4, I read from the King James Version, and Pastor, you can read it. And such trust have we through Christ to Godward.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible. 2 Corinthians 3 and 4, we couldn't be more sure of ourselves in this, that you, written by Christ himself for God, are our letter of recommendation. Think of writing this kind of letter about ourselves. Only God can write such a letter. Amen.
See, when you let God be the center of your life, he going to let you shine like new money.
Amen.
And believe me, you will have confidence.
Yeah.
That's what Paul was saying, that he had confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in something, but in all things. Matter of fact, he even talked about in this passage that he have a greater trust in God through Christ.
That's right.
He trusts God. Amen. But having the knowledge of who Christ is, he says greater. It's a better trust.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that one more time? You talking about trusting God and you don't know Christ? Hey, it's a better trust when you trust in God through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
See, we need to get to a place where we are beyond trusting ourselves. It's not bad to have self-confidence, let me tell you that. But we must never rest upon the human confidence.
Mm-hmm.
The only sure place for us to rest, brother, sister, and trust is in Christ.
Amen.
Because sometimes people, they say, oh, I trust God. Well, I don't know if you're trusting the God of this world or another God. What God are you trusting?
Mm.
You might be trusting the God of the Amorite. I don't know. Well, what God do you trust? You say you trust the God? Well, what God? Is it the God of this world? What made you recognize you were trusting God? Did it have something to do with something physical? See, these are the things that are important, brothers and sisters. If you remember, he had promised to be with us at all times, to make the path straight, and to make a way through all the mountains. then you'll understand how it was that David could say, you gentlemen has made me great. Well, when I think about in 2 Samuel 22 and 36, it was God. It's the love of the soul. We have to have no confidence in the flesh. Don't put no confidence in the flesh. Your decision was based on this, that, and the third, and it has to do with the flesh. No. Our confidence can only be placed in the rest upon one who never failed. See, God ain't never failed. The Son ain't never refused to shine, except when Christ died. Because the S-O-N and the S-U-N can shine at the same time.
Wow.
See, here's a good reason to trust in God. Don't take this lightly, but he know the end.
Yes.
For no other reason. See, he knows the beginning, but he knows the end. He already know how it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He is the only one to come in that midnight hour as easily as midday. In fact, God makes the night and the day alike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To his Son, who rests or completely in his will with the knowledge that, I love Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. See, trust in him, and we have such a trust in him. Trust in him, which will be Christ, and then Christ trusts in God. That make us have a better trust.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because he is at the right-hand side of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's his position.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going to ask the pastor to read Psalms 84 and 11. 84 and 11. Because when God was leading the children of Israel in the wilderness, we would be able to say not one thing that has the Lord withheld from me. He hadn't withheld anything from us.
Say that. Amen. In Psalms 84:11 from the King James, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Amen.
Now get to that. No good thing will he withhold from anybody that trusts in him. He ain't going to withhold no good things.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. So if it's good for you, it'll be good to you. If God has anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, I wanted to make one more little point since we were talking there. Then we're going to open it up. But the Bible says, for all the promises of God in him, now in him, you got to be in him. All the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of the God of the Father for us. That's over in 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. All the promises of God, all of them, in him are yes, and in him is amen, and the glory of the Father toward us.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Gonna read that from the Message Bible, 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 20. Whatever God has promised, it's stamped with the yes of Jesus. In him, this is what we preach and pray. The great amen. God's yes and our yes together, gloriously evident. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting his yes within us. Amen.
That is awesome, brothers and sisters. God put that in you.
Amen.
And he did it before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, this is the time where anyone have anything they want to share, more than welcome to share it at this time. This point one. Press one. And we'll make sure you get in. Just press one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But Pastor, I'd like to read the rest of that down to verse 22 from the Message Bible. Let's see where that stops here. I say, God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting his yes within us. By his Spirit, he has stamped us with his eternal pledge, a sure beginning of what he is destined to complete. Wow. Amen. God, yes.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you an ultimatum. I don't like to do this, but I might well keep it real with you. I had a little poem here wrote, a thought for today. Either you're going to trust God or you're going to trust the world way.
Mm.
There is failure, so much failure in self-assurance.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take the word of God and still be in error. That's what I've been trying to tell you today.
Have mercy, Lord.
They took the word of God and told Jesus, the law say, stone her to death. They trust that. And they just knew they had Jesus. That's my point right there. Depend on God. It may not seem right to you, but depend on him.
Yeah.
Have to make some decisions. Don't let it be in your own flesh, of your own assurance. Mm-hmm. But let it be through the grace of God. Because there's so much failure in our self-assurance. A lot of failure there. We may not admit it. Well, you know, they ought to do this, and they should do this, and they should do that. Why? Because that's what, well, wait a minute. I understand what you're saying, but that may not be the revelation that God given you. He might want to bless them. He might want to show them that there is eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And you busy about to cut them up and cut them down before they even have a chance to live.
Mm-hmm.
Or was something Satan did. That's Satan. Satan was creator of sin.
Yeah.
And he was just like nothing more than to blame the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And some people wrestle with it and try to prove that men had to do with sin. Satan brought sin here. But we don't have to live in it.
That's
we
right.
We got to choose to live in God's glory and his righteousness. And if you're not living in his righteousness, then you're living in Satan's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And his righteousness is not about a bunch of rules and regulations. That ain't his righteousness.
All right.
But we'll leave it right there. Anybody else have anything they want to share? Press 1. So I think tomorrow is Thankful Thursday.
Yes. Amen.
So we'll be depending on...